Welcome to Let's Talk About It, co-hosted by Maria Wyatt and Scott Dudley. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.
Good morning, Imperial Valley. You're listening to your weekly wellness radio, Let's Talk About It, with Scott and Maria. We are brought to you by Imperial County Behavioral Health and KUBO 88.7 Radio Bilingue. Our phone number here at the station is 337-8874, and also you can access this podcast at kxoradio.com.
Good morning. Good morning. Welcome. Our guest today is Jose Lepe. He's a mental health rehabilitation technician 3, right?
Yes.
Which on a 1 to 10 scale is like a 10, right?
And yes.
You can't count any higher than 3.
No, just a 1, 2, and 3. So
you're at the top of the rehab tech tree.
Yes.
Right,
yes.
Throwing coconuts down at the lower rehab techs.
Not coconuts, bananas.
Okay, so we're going to talk about multidimensional foster care today, which is a mouthful, and I'm sure it's got like 100 different components in it. But you are the expert. You're working on this every day, right?
Yes. The acronym stands for Multi-Treatment Foster Care Program. I just like to say MTFC. And so what that program is, it's for foster children from 7 to 11 that are in the court system and that also have a behavioral issue. And so...
So let's start. How do you get in the court system if you're 7 to 11? Typically happens,
you are removed by Department of Social Services because your parents have violated some sort of 300 code, which are the codes that they use for the foster care. So maybe they weren't able to provide them with adequate care. Maybe there was...
Abuse, neglect.
All of that stuff. So what they do is they put them in their custody while their parents are getting rehabilitated so that they can because the goal is for the parents to always reunify with their children.
Okay. So these are children that have been removed from their homes due to something typically that their parents have done that at least provided reasonable suspicion that there may be something unsafe for the kids.
Yes.
That must be very traumatic for the kids to be removed. You know, even though parents might be, and we've seen that, parents might be neglectful or abusive. That's what they know. You know, the kids, that's their parents. And they, even if you remove them, most of the time they don't want to be removed.
It is traumatic for the children because you're taking them from their parents, their home environment.
What they know.
What they know and what they're used to and comfortable with. And then you're placing them in another home with strangers. Because the foster parents are strangers to them at that time when they're placed. And, you know, you're starting up all these different rules and things. So it is very traumatic for them. The adjustment for them also, if, let's say, they're living in Calipat and they're coming to El Centro, just that adjustment from city to city, it's very, it's difficult for them. But what this program does is that we try to provide them with a very smooth transition. And we try to provide them with a team that is there for the child.
What are the components of this program? How does it work?
The components of this program, and I'll talk about every person in the program, is we have a clinician who is the family therapist, and she works with the reunification plan, because most of the time it's the biological parents, but sometimes it could be the aunt, an uncle, a cousin, but they work with the reunification plan, and they provide them with parenting skills on a weekly basis. And then we have our supervisor who goes, and the beauty of this program, I think, is that the supervisor is the filter between us and the Department of Social Services, because this program is in conjunction with the Department of Social Services. So he is the filter, I say. He's the one that disperses the information to the social worker, to the foster parents, to the biological parents, and to the foster child. He is on call for the foster parent, 24 hours, 7 days a week.
Wow.
He also conducts a weekly foster parent support group, which is something different because these foster parents go and they vent and they talk about, you know, what's going on in their homes. He goes to the schools and he talks to the teachers. And then from there we have a social worker from the Department of Social Services that is dedicated to these kids. And we also have a screener, a caller, who trains the MTFC foster parents, because it's just not a regular foster parent. This is an MTFC foster parent that go through specific training. So they know about behavioral modification. They have a behavioral modification system in their home once the child gets there. And this is the same system that the parent in family counseling is also working, so that when the child gets reunified with the parent, they're already working the same system the child had in the foster home.
You've been listening to Let's Talk About It, heard each Thursday morning at 7:30 a.m. on KUBO 88.7 FM, Radio Bilingue. Presented by Imperial County Behavioral Health Services and brought to you as a podcast by KXORadio.com.